Lovely, good morning. This story is a little bit of a what happened next. Some of the story of the birth of Jesus we think we're quite familiar with, and it sometimes feels as if this reading starts a little bit in the middle. And there are some things that we can pick up on from a story that we think we know in the middle of and decide what happened next. So we're going to have a look at a picture and see if you know what happened next. Can I have a next? That's it. Okay, have a look. It might be a story that you're familiar with. It might be that you know already or have got a good idea about what happened next here. Don't leave it to the children. There. This might even be before their time. What happened next? She married the prince. Okay, you're right. It's Cinderella. Good spot there. She's trying on the slipper and it fits. And sometimes it has to be a bit wedged in. Putting on my shoes these days is a bit more like the ugly sister. So what happened next? She married the prince because the shoe fitted. Good. Can we have the next one, please? What happened next? Anybody? Go on. Sorry? He pulled the sword out. So this is from The Sword and the Stone. Not so familiar? He pulled the sword out of the rock. Do you know what happened after that? He became the king. Yes. Doesn't quite look very king-like just yet. Can we have the next one, please? Okay, I'll give you a clue in case it's not yours. This is from Frozen. Does anybody know what happened next? Shall I give you another? Oh, dear, I was just going to say who's who, Elsa and Anna, but I'm not quite sure which one's which. I think Elsa's in front, yes. Anna behind. Yeah. What do you think happened next, David? That's right, and freeze her heart. Well done. Next one. What happened next? See what? She gives him a peck on the cheek. You're right. So this is Sam, and this is from Love Actually. And Sam has just rushed all the way to the airport to declare his love for a girl who was in the same band as him, who is just leaving to go to America. And he skipped through all the barriers to tell her. And she just gives him a tap on the shoulder. And when he turns around, she gives him a little kiss. I think there's one more. Okay, this is a bit tricky. It might be a song you can tell straight away if you're a Sound of Music fan. This is the film from The Sound of Music. What happened next, Steve? Sorry? Escape. They all escaped. You're right. Yes, so well done. So the singing is So Long Farewell. And this is on the stage at the festival, the singing festival, just before the family are planning to escape the country. Yeah, well done. Super. Sometimes we think we know what happened next, and sometimes it looks a little bit different. Could I have the next slide then, please? So here is a host of heavenly angels. I thought I'd tell you that because it's not obvious, is it? But do you know what? I'm not absolutely sure what a host of heavenly angels singing glory to God in the sky. I'm not sure what that looks like. I can't imagine it. People have tried to. They've made a painting. They've made something that looks glorious. But really, you know, if you weren't there, it's hard to imagine. An angel appeared before the shepherds and told them about the birth of the baby. And it does say in the bit before that they were terrified. Shepherds are not easily terrified. I think they're a bit hard. But the shepherds were terrified. And it was something. And then a host glorifying God and singing his praise. I just don't know what that was really like. Thank you, John. We could close that down now and turn on the lights, and then I can read the rest of it to you without bashing the mic with my glasses. Sorry. So thank you. Leading up to this reading then, it's a familiar story. Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem. Mary had a baby in a stable. The baby was laid in a manger. Sometimes we think we know. To the King of Kings, the Son of David, Christ the Lord, the Saviour, was born in a stable and laid in a feed trough, a manger. The most monumental event in human history occurred in most distasteful circumstances and in obscurity. A somewhat understated event. I remember when Prince George was born. The baby who will one day be king. A very important occasion. Everyone waited for the news. Who do you think found out first? Thank you. Well, yeah, but some people did say earlier, probably his dad. His dad might have been there. That's the custom these days. The first person to be informed would be the queen. And where was this baby born? In a prestigious hospital with the very best medical care, and then taken home to Kensington Palace. Not so for Jesus. Who got to hear first about this amazing event? Caesar didn't know it had happened. Quirinius, the governor, didn't know it had happened. Herod didn't know it had happened. The high priest didn't know it had happened. The chief priests, the scribes, the elders, the Sadducees, the Pharisees did not know it had happened. The literati, the elite, didn't know it had happened. In fact, nobody knew it happened. But first, the shepherds. Now, shepherds were not considered to be the brightest and most connected. They were outsiders from society. Their work was dirty and rough. It precluded them from Sabbath observance. It excluded them from worship in the synagogue. Both socially and religiously, they were regarded as outsiders. Yet the message of the angels came in the darkness to these shepherds who lived on the very edge of society. They were the first to seek Jesus and to spread that good news of his birth. How did this happen? As we've said, an angel came in a most dramatic way to tell them the good news, and a heavenly host glorifying God. And then what happened next? And that's where our reading began today. They set off for Bethlehem, saying, let's go and see this thing that's happened. Confident, expecting, believing what they'd heard. They didn't have a little conference about it. It's not reported. It didn't say, let's wait until the morning when it's daylight. Let's wait until we've got somebody to look after the sheep. We need to make some arrangements. We need to look at a map. We need to go. No hesitation. Let's go and see this thing that had happened. And they went straight away and saw the baby. What happened next? The shepherds told everyone. Not going straight back to work, just feeling a bit pleased with themselves or something nice has happened, but really telling everyone, everyone they met, good news, all of the story they'd heard, everything they'd happened, how that had happened, how they'd heard about it, and the people who heard it were amazed. And when the shepherds went back to look after the sheep, and that is what happens after great events and great experiences, life goes on. But something had changed. Something had changed for the shepherds in their attitude. They went back to their ordinary place to look after their sheep, praising and glorifying God. And when we look at the verse 19, we notice how Mary responded to this. She pondered in her heart. That means she watched and she listened and she thought about what it all meant, looking to see what God had in store and remaining obedient to him. And then Jesus, Joseph, and Mary followed the Jewish rules and custom, and they took the baby to be named. And they named him Jesus, just as the angel had told them. So this story isn't just about what happened next. It's about the shepherds' response and how they responded, and how they responded had an impact on the people around them, and how that had an impact on the rest of their lives. And it's about Mary's response, how she treasured up what God showed her and followed his direction. So what might our response be to this story? After all the excitement of Christmas, celebrating the birth of our Saviour, will we too drop everything and really look to find the Christ child? And when we've seen the wonder of Jesus' birth, how can we not tell everyone? And when we go back to our everyday life, let us praise and glorify God too. The shepherd's story is amazing. What an experience. I bet they kept on telling everyone for years. And may we do the same. At the same time, let us, like Mary, store up in our hearts the wonder of what God has done and be watchful for his purposes so that we can obediently follow him. Amen.